Good morning. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Media, and U.S. Credit Project. And here is your credit news for today, Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. In the You've Got to Be Kidding Me category, a warrant was issued for the arrest of an Oklahoma City man 15 years after he was stopped for driving with a missing headlight. The court clerk in Payne County, Oklahoma, states there is no statute of limitation on a court cost. How did he find out? He got a letter from a debt collector.
Oh, you don't see that every day.
The Federal Trade Commission continued its crackdown of deceptive mortgage relief companies this week as a federal court granted the agency's request to temporarily halt a Los Angeles-based company that charged consumers excessive upfront fees for services they never performed. The FTC announced today that a court granted an order against Wealth Educators and its president for deceiving consumers with costly relief programs. According to the FTC complaint, since at least October of 2012, Wealth Educators, operating under several names including Legal Educators, Stargate Mutual, Providence Financial Advocates, and Providence Financial Audits, used outbound telemarketing and websites to deceptively pitch their programs to consumers in need of mortgage help. Wealth Educators allegedly charged consumers an upfront fee ranging from $1,000 to $5,000, promising the money would be fully refunded if the company didn't provide the promised relief. Despite promises of a refund, consumers tell the FTC that when they attempted to get their money back from the company, they were unable to do so.
You can take that to the bank.
An Aurora company was shut down this week for running an illegitimate debt collection operation that allegedly bilked consumers of at least $3.4 million, the FTC said Friday. The FTC and the Illinois Attorney General's Office jointly brought a lawsuit against KIP, owner Charles Dickey, and manager Chantel Dickey, alleging that the company scared and tricked people into paying debts they did not owe. Some of the victims had taken out short-term loans from payday lenders, but the loans were not delinquent, nor did KIP have the right to collect on the loans. The number of consumers allegedly bullied into paying the company may be in the thousands, but the FTC could not be more specific. A Georgia firm called millions of consumers attempting to collect on phantom debts and tricked consumers by citing personal information purchased from payday loan lead generators, federal investigators allege. A lawsuit against Universal Debt and Payment Solutions and a host of related companies was revealed recently, alleging the firm's tactics including purchasing personal information from data brokers that operators could use to convince victims to pay debt they did not owe. Agents would use names like LRS Litigation Group, Worldwide Requisitions, and Arbitration Resolution, and tell consumers they risk jail time if they did not pay immediately. The claims were bolstered by operators citing personal information, including bank account numbers, the CFPB alleges, that had originally been obtained by payday loan lead generation websites and sold to data brokers. The CFPB's most recent supervisory highlights report, which covers the second half of 2014, confirms that the Bureau is continuing an aggressive focus on debt collection, overdraft fees, mortgage origination, fair lending, and consumer reporting agencies. Banks and other consumer financial services providers should remain vigilant in their monitoring of policies and practices in these priority areas. Last year, the Federal Trade Commission received more than 2.5 million consumer complaints about things ranging from identity theft to lottery scams. Here are the top 10 complaints. Identity theft, 13%. Debt collection, 11%. Imposter scams at 11%. Telephone and mobile carrier services, 7%. Banks and lenders, 5%. Prizes, sweepstakes, and lotteries, 4%. Auto-related complaints, 3%. Shop at home and catalog sales, 3%. Television and electronic media, 2%. And internet services, 2%. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and GiveNet Media. That was the news.